In Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6, the Bible says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. What that tells me is what God starts, God finishes. It's amazing what God is doing. And today I would like to talk to you about the potential of Faithway Baptist Church. In about 1957 or 58, Charles Lynn came from Paducah, Kentucky to Evansville, Indiana to start Bakey Road Baptist Church. Charles Lynn was a very good preacher. Matter of fact, he had some pretty prominent people in the church at that time. My brother Dillard and his family were members of Bakey Road Baptist Church. There was a fellow by the name of Marion Paul. Marion Paul was chief engineer of Channel 14, member of Bakey Road Baptist Church. In about 1958, I started my recording career in Central City, Kentucky, big time, okay? And I came and visited with my brother for a week in Evansville, and we went to Marion Paul's house, and he had a machine that made records. And he took a tape that I had made and made a record for me. The first church I ever visited in Evansville was Bakey Road Baptist Church back in 1958, somewhere along in there. I had no idea what God was doing. Well, it's interesting to see what God has done and what God is going to do in this church. Bakey Road Baptist Church had another prominent member. Her name was Ann Circle, and she lived on the outer Division Street on 200 acres of cornfields. Now, some of you all, Ray Tucker will remember this, I know. How many of you all remember the Double R Drive-In restaurant? That was on the way outskirts of Evansville, Indiana. And, it was at Division and Green River Road, out in the country. Amazing, isn't it? And also, you had Division Street. How many remember Division Street? Had a railroad track going right down the center of it. How would you like to get across Evansville on Division Street today? It is now the Lloyd Expressway. Before I go any further, I'm standing here today as a result of three major miracles in my life. Dr. Browning, would you stand up? Stand up like I told you to. Dr. Browning is a cancer doctor here in Evansville, and I'm standing here today because of that man right there. I'm convinced that he saved my life. Thank you so much, Dr. Browning. After World War II, the airplane factory in Evansville closed down, of course, and they started manufacturing Chrysler products. Chrysler Motor Company moved into the facilities, and they started manufacturing Plymouth cars. I'd like to have that right now. It'd be worth a little bit of money, wouldn't it? Matter of fact, Bill and Joan Hoagie own one of the Plymouths that was made right here in Evansville, Indiana. If you could talk them out of it, wouldn't that be something? But anyway, the factory in Evansville closed down in 1959. And it just devastated the economy of Evansville, Indiana. It just hit the bottom. Things were not looking very good. And Charles Lynn was on the verge of leaving Evansville, Indiana. Ann Circle, who lived on the outer Division Street with 200 acres of cornfields, told Charles Lynn, she said, if you will stay in Evansville, Indiana, I will give you 10 acres of ground. But instead, he decided to go to Dayton, Ohio, and start a church. Bakey Road Baptist Church was prospering. However, with the economy the way it was, the church started going down. And about 1969, 1970, somewhere along in there, the church folded and closed up and was sold to a real estate company over in Illinois. It's amazing how that God works in these situations. Charles Lynn went to Dayton, Ohio and started a church. And from one of its heydays, they were running close to 1,000 people, had thousands of people saved and their lives changed in Dayton, Ohio. But in Evansville, Indiana, nothing was going on. Nothing happening at Bakey Road Baptist Church on the beautiful southeast side of Evansville. And I say that, you know, with tongue in cheek, because you know where we are over there. In February of 1972, somebody told me about the church there being closed down, and I began to check into it. About the 1st of February, we found it listed with a realty company over in Illinois. We made an opportunity to purchase the property. We started Bakey Road Baptist Church March the 3rd, 1972. We had 17 people in the first service, mostly older people and kids. And I really didn't have anybody to tell me what to do. Now, I'd pastored a couple of other churches, and I had people telling me what to do. But when I went to Bakey Road Baptist, I didn't have anybody telling me what to do. I mean, that's a bad situation to be in, isn't it? Not having any deacons or people bossing you around telling you what to do. So I had to depend on God. If you would look at the situation back then, you would not see any potential. You wouldn't see any potential in the preacher, and you wouldn't see any potential in the property. I was basically a defeated preacher back in those days. I bought that property and didn't know beans about what I was doing. And of course, Sandra kept me sort of organized. She was a good typist and a good bookkeeper and all like that. She helped me tremendously. I didn't know what I was doing. But you know what? When you're planted in a place, what do? You bloom where you're planted. And that's exactly what we started doing. We had 80 foot of frontage back in those days, going nowhere fast. But I would go out and I would look from Riverside to Culverson Avenue. Now, ordinarily, there would be another street going right down by the front of the church, but there was no street there. There was 630 feet, I believe, between Riverside and Culverson Avenue. And I got to thinking, if we could buy all of this property around here, we could turn this into a haven. And that's what we started doing until the neighbors got wise and they started doing the same thing. So they sort of held us out. We bought 15 pieces of property there and redeveloped that side of Evansville, Indiana. And God was so good. The world does not see what God sees. God always uses little things to confound the wise. I don't believe that Ann Circle knew her potential. Don't believe it for a minute. She had 200 acres of cornfields. She had great potential, but she didn't know her potential. And that's what I want to bring to you today. Do you understand and know what your potential is? Your potential is absolutely unlimited. I'd like for all of our young people from the age of 20 down, would you stand up, please? All of our young people from the age of 20 down, would you stand up? From 20 down. You are looking at the future of this church. And by the way, you have no idea what your potential is. But God does. God knows your potential. And you have the potential to go out and change the world. You have unlimited potential. Amazing potential. Only God knows your potential. I didn't know what my potential was. Had no comprehension of what my potential was. Thank you. You may be seated. But you have great potential. Potential like the world has never seen. You're looking at untold, world-changing potential. I'd like for all of our ladies, if you would, to stand for just a moment. If you can't stand, if you're not able to, that's okay. But if you're able to stand, I'd like for all the ladies to stand. Ladies, you are under attack. The world is attacking you ladies like never before. Hollywood does not want you to be a lady. And millions of people in this world does not want you to be a lady. But I believe that God is looking for some ladies that will be ladies. By the way, if you're a mother and if you've got a little boy, that little boy should be the little man of your house. That's the way he should grow up. If he doesn't grow up being your little man, he'll grow up being a sissy. So, ladies, you have one of the greatest jobs in all of the world. Be a lady. The world's not looking for you to be a lady. The girl wants to change you from the inside out. Just be a lady of God. Thank you. You may be seated. Every man is amazing. And by the way, God is looking for men. Men, would you stand? Would the men of this place stand? Did you know? Now, you ladies, you're sitting there, and I want you to listen to this, okay? Did you know that your man can fight a buzzsaw? Did you know that he can fight a world war? Did you know that he can fight almost anything? But there's one thing he can't fight. He can't fight you. He can't. He just can't do it. He can't fight you. So make your husband a man. Lift him up. Because you see, the world hates men. Hollywood hates men. They don't want men around anymore. Men are being attacked like never before. Thank you, may be seated. By the way, we have the greatest group of men in this church right now than I've ever seen in my life. I'm 79 years old. I've been in church all my life, and I have never seen a greater bunch of men than we have at Faithway Baptist Church right now. David had 600 mighty men. That's amazing, isn't it? But by the way, David did not have 600 mighty men when he ran away from Saul for his life. But there were a few people that gathered in to David. And then some more. And then more. All of them were misfits. And I'll dare say that if you talk to most of the men in this congregation, you would find out that they feel like they're probably a misfit in this world. I've been a misfit in this world all my life. I don't fit in. You know why? Because this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. David had 600 mighty men. Isn't that amazing? 600 wonderful men following David. But they were misfits. One day, David was mumbling. Wasn't talking to anybody, just talking to himself. Do you ever talk to yourself? I'm talking to the most intelligent person I know when I talk to myself. I'm not so sure about you. But David was mumbling. And he said, "Man, if I could just have a drink of water from that well at Bethlehem." And three of his mighty men that were closest to him said, "Did you hear that? Did you hear what he said? He wants a drink of water from that well at Bethlehem. That's 12 miles away. What are we going to do?" "Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to drink some water." So three of his mighty men sneak through the Philistines' enemy lines and made their way to the well at Bethlehem. And they sneak back through a 24-mile journey, and they brought that water. "Here, David, David became so overwhelmed he didn't know what to do. He said, I can't drink this. And he poured it out unto the Lord. We have potential like you've never seen. We have the greatest group of men right here in this church that I've ever seen. Down through the years, I've seen people come and go. And there are people that come into the church like this. Don't do that. Don't do that. When you come into this church, you come in like this. And you line yourself right up with the pastor of this church. And you get behind him and become one of his mighty men. You know, not too long ago, we had our youth conference here. And we had 400 teenagers. Isn't that something? I'm looking forward to the day that we'll have 400 teenagers right here. Wouldn't that be something? I'm looking forward to the day when we'll have ladies from all over Evansville and surrounding areas that will find a home at Faithway Baptist Church. By the way, Ann Circle did not know what her potential was. Do we have that, Brother Stephen? I want you to see what her potential was. Hundreds of millions and billions of dollars of real estate that is Best Buy, Walmart, Dick's Sporting Goods, you name it. Billions of dollars. That was her potential. She didn't understand her potential, but that's not what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about your potential. I'm talking about the potential that you have. You can go out and change the world if you decide to do so. That if is one of the biggest words that you'll find in the Bible. If my people. If. What if we were laborers together with God? Wouldn't that be something? I've heard preachers all over this country in my 79 years. I've heard the greatest preachers. We've had the greatest preachers in our nation at Bakey Road Baptist Church down through the years. And we had a little baby boy growing up in all of that. And as he grew up, he went to conferences, preaching conferences, sword conferences, Bible conferences, youth conferences, all over this country. And I don't believe you'll find a mightier man in Evansville, Indiana than Stephen Russ. I believe with all of my, you say, well, you're prejudiced, so what? Humor me just a little bit. But I've sat right over there and listened. And I've never heard a bad one yet. Have you? I've not heard a bad one yet. Absolutely amazing. And it's just the beginning of what can be if we can have some young people that will double and double and double again. If we can have some ladies that will be ladies of God, ladies of the Bible. If we can have some men, real men, to stand up. It's absolutely going to be amazing. You know, it's amazing God works in mysterious ways, doesn't he? Charles Lynn left here and went to Dayton, Ohio, and built a great church. You would be amazed. You can look it up online if you want to. You can see that church. It's amazing. Touched the lives of thousands of people. But just south of Dayton, Ohio, there was a little boy riding his bicycle. You know what he had over his shoulder? A fishing pole. That's all he thought about. That's all he cared about. That's all he cared about was fishing. And he grew up fishing, catching fish. Fishing, 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 fishing. Everywhere going fishing. Well, he grew up. And he went to college in Cincinnati, Ohio, and became a metallurgic engineer. Now, I don't know if you know what a metallurgic is, but I've been looking for one. Has anybody ever seen a metallurgic? Well, this metallurgic engineer moved to Newburgh, Indiana, and worked at Alcoa Company until he retired a few years ago. And when he retired from Alcoa Company, Sam Combs has worked almost every day, except when he goes fishing. He has come and worked in this church every day, right down the line. And Brother Sam, I've got some good news and I've got some bad news. I'll give you the bad news first, okay? Here's the bad news. The bad news is this. This church does not have, nor ever will have, enough money to pay you for the work that you've done here. By the way, we've had a lot of other people that's worked hard here. My son, Ed Russ, has been the general contractor, and he is absolutely amazing. Oh, you wanted to hear the good news, Brother Sam. You wanted to hear the good news? The good news is this. Your pay is out of this world. And so is the work of everybody else that works here. God has a great and mighty work to be done here. What is your potential? You say, I can't do anything. You know, if you're negative like that, or if you feel insecure, you might want to choose my life's verse, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I've never had the ability to do very much of anything. I've heard people talk over and over and over and over again about the talent that the Russ family has. Not here. It's mostly been hard work. But I'm just going to leave this with you. It would be absolutely amazing if this group of people here could discover your potential and put it to work. Oh my, the potential. The potential of this place could change Evansville, Indiana. I'm looking forward to 600 mighty men. There should have been amens all over the house. I'm looking forward to 600 mighty men. Women, thank you. Men, I'm looking forward to 600 mighty men. All right. I'm looking forward because 600 mighty men in Evansville, Indiana could not only change Evansville, Indiana, but it could change the whole state of Indiana, the whole country, all the world. We could reach into all the world. It is our job to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.